Rani, you mentioned to me that two of the people have Gelsite relatives, and she will be dedicated in their memory. The memory will be rooted on Shmuel Bell, and the memory of Zell, the rainbow bat, of David Yang. What was the conclusion regarding New Year's Eve? So on the regular Sukkot year will not be held. I'll give this year some interest, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll give this year a and the year it will be held on Monday night, on
Arizona.
Okay. Let's talk to you more, half an hour. And half an hour, the Gemara was mentioning that in the generation of Rabbi Yehuda, he only used to learn this teaching, and still when he would be installed for rain, the rain would come, his prayers would be answered right away. In the later generations, they learned all the shishas of the Mishnah, and the Kutchim, and Tarot, and Mitzvah, and everything, and they would pray and pray, nobody would listen. So the Gemara gave an example of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda would start to moan and groan and give a krech when they would come upon a Mishnah and Tarot, so he said, oh, it's a shner, like Hazayis, the Rabbi Shmuel, the Hazino Hava. But you was the Talmud of Rabin, Talmud of Shmuel, so he says, share a like the kashas that Rabbi Shmuel used to discuss. What was the Mishnah that he found so difficult? So in my quotes, either one Mishnah or another, Ha'isha Shechadesh is Yerek Dikidero, and others have another version of the Ambilor, Zaytim Shekashim Tafemtem. What is the theme of that Mishnah? That's a Zaytim, Alish, Shekashim, which you tickle, you put olives into a liquid, and it's soaking in the liquid. This I say, and with the leaves, instead of pulling off the leaves from the olives, they're left on the leaves. So the Mishnah says, what does that mean exactly, son? The Rashi says, have two interpretations over here. Rashi says, that the reason Mishnah, the demand, and it's always right, and the end of Masechet Kulin, and not only, let's say you have an apple. So the apple, there are only four things that are Makabakula. Other than Kerala Muslim Mash, the other has to be a Yiddish or other, my girl is not Makabakula, as long as I can sit with her, the girl doesn't have to have a mixer. The girl doesn't have to have a mixer, it's something Makabakula. That's just like that. There's a tell us that the girl is not Makabakula. The girl is not Makabakara. So the girl can't be Makabakara, that's why I can't be Makabakula. That's the one the end of Mergen, Sarasatu. So you have other Mikhail Machal Mashim. So Earth when you wrote it in the Kabbalah, you know, you're lucky you're sodom. Michael Tehane is not Mikhail Kuhn. So Earth when, let's say you have an apple. So an apple is well lucky the sodom is Mikhail Kuhn. What about the stem on top of the apple? So nobody eats the stem. You eat the apple and throw away the inside the core. So the stem is a yad. That's what the Mishnah says. A yad is maybe a satsuma, mostly a satsuma. That if I touch, let's say I'm coming, instead of touching the apple, I touch the stem on top. So since people will use the stem to hold the apple with it, it's a yad lahavir satum. Or the same thing, let's say the apple is tameh, and the apple didn't touch water, didn't touch milk directly, the stem of the apple was tameh, and the stem of the apple touched the nostrils. The stem of the apple was never tameh in the first place, because it's not well after the sodom. So how can you say that the sperm will be transmitted from the apple through the stem into the milk or into the water? That's how long that the yad is. Maybe a sperm, or most of the sperm is considered one big year. The Rashi learns pshat in that Mishnah in the Shnayis Tanus that Amid Ramam Murim, when do you say that the stem, when do you say that the leaves that you left on, that sometimes you have the stem on top, the apple has a leaf on it. So the leaf will also have the status of a yad, the holy satsuma, the holy satsuma. What is that? That's only if you didn't pickle the apple. So the stem is okay, is sturdy, and the leaf is also sturdy. So if you hold on to the leaf, so the apple will not fall down. But if you pickle everything is going to be very soft. If you hold on to the stem, the apple will fall off. So that no longer serves in the penis. It no longer serves as a yad. So that's how Rashi interprets the Mishnah. Tesis has a sign against Rashi. It's a nice, it's true. What Rashi said is an end of the thing. It's true. If it no longer, if you hold the yad and the things won't fall apart, it doesn't go to the yad. And the penis would then, it's certainly correct. But that's not what the Mishnah says over here. The lesson of the Mishnah is, Tesis has been a master of Zaytun. So they call Tim Shakuntras. It's no longer a yad, but it says, but here, it's not correct. In Cain, Why does the Mishnah continue to say Shulanich Bishul Ela Lamale? The only reason why the woman tickled the olive with the leaves on the stem on the olive is that it should look pretty in the bottle. It should look pretty in the jar. That's not the reason. The reason why it's so tahar, the reason why it's Rashi says tahar means that it no longer has the status of a yad. That the stem with the leaves would have the status of a yad. But because it's, everything is so soft, so I'm going to see it's not yet. So how does that fit into the Russian Mishnah? So a Mishnah or a Marek? Manasin is on Yeshua. It doesn't explain that. That the leaf says it's to say a different shah. Tachir of the fire is the Tahari. When the Mishnah says Tahari, means a different thing. It means sometimes you can take the Mishnah says you can take a leaf or you can take a stem. So when you rip off the stem, you rip off the leaf, it's no longer has the status of the yacht. No longer a yacht is not really the Kalatuna. So it's not Michael Arthur. It's not really like this. It might have been the Kalatuna. So what happens if you tickle the leaf or you tickle the stem and someone becomes so soft and it'll be edible and out of your interest in the first place? The reason why you put it in the jar is you want to make it soft and tasty with a certain flavor, with sugar, with whatever. So it should taste good. So then you made it into alcohol. So he's not asking the same for living the color to me. So that's what the Mishnah says. Amid Ramamurim, then you say that if you soak something which is not laid out here, maybe it's flavor, make it soft. Then it gets it in alcohol and throw in the color to me. That's what you're interested in. But it's the only reason, the only thing that's found to do to soak it is to make the jar look pretty, just like marriage, just for packaging it, that you the customers should want to buy it, so it should look fresh and so on. If it's only laharish ha'azeitim noin l'chadoshim, so then you weren't really interested in making it very much of a fun, so then it's not going to look habitual.
How soft do I get?
Let's say you lift it off. Let's say you lift it off, there's no longer a
problem.
Yeah.
But he holds the same
as Rashi
holds
the same. Yeah, but Rashi said it's certainly true. But Rashi said it's true. But Rashi said it's also true. Sometimes what's the serious time? It's a new mission. You don't see him around before. Rashi said my face is true.
According to the original Sima of Hashem, the pre-faith, which we had the pre, so then we wouldn't be on Shabbat, would it? It has the same faith.
Yeah.
Well, it's a pre-faith, the ethic of
it. Yes, it is the only truth.
The only truth.
The word that said to Maitre Rav Gidl, Rav Yirono, Rav Yirono, Rav Yirono, Rav Shari, Ditzvila. Rav Gidl was an Amir, he used to sit right next to the place where the women used to come, he had a mixed in a building, he used to go to mix in a river, or in a lake or something, so he would sit right near, somebody he took his glasses off, he couldn't see so well, he would sit right near the place where the women would be tangled in the river, and the women were undressed when they were tangled. And he used to give them instructions, Amar Hu, Hachit Svi Hu, he used to tell them, you have to be careful like this, you have to do like this, it's a Hasita, this is that. You have to, if he runs up, it's like an instruction. Amar Le Rabbanam, so the other Tamir HaKham, he asked him, look, I'm a Stavi Mami Yetzirah, you stand there like the women are undressed, and you're giving them instructions, how to be, you're not afraid of the Yetzirah, how can you do that? You're not committed to look at women who are not properly dressed, Amar Hu. A family, whatever, he was an old man and he didn't have a yitzhar. So he said, Damian Diapoi, Kikavaki Chivi. They appear in my mind like white duck. Yeah. I mean, my had such a Russian name, through the source of it, there were some Amarayim, he used to stand holding the towel on their shoulders. So he might, how can he do that? Carrying a woman on a ship, so he might be defensive. If he doesn't have any hirurim, so then there's no problem. A person has to know if the shot himself up, whether he has hirurim or not. People say that, here in America, we used to everything, you walk in the streets, so then we wear minis, and the mini shirts, and mini dresses, everything is missing on top, and on top, and on top. So there's no yetzer. No one has any yetzer because we used to. It's not necessarily correct. The two halachas in our elbow, the Gemara has laid on this first time, the two halachas in elbow. One halacha in elbow, the Eva HaLeda itself, the Eva HaZachas, the Eva HaNachas, is there even a man for a man and a woman for a woman. A man is undressed, he can't serve well. Another man is undressed in our presence, I can't serve well. But that's only the actual Eva HaElbow itself. Then the Gemara has another din, the Kohan of the Shia Shirim has the status of the elbow. Whatever part of the body is exposed, that's my Eva HaElbow, the opposite sex. So that has the status of elbow. So if a woman is elbow is covered up, but other parts of the body are exposed. So that's the din of elbow for a man. The man is watching. For the woman, that's how she can say bracha. Then daven. You know, the daven's not answering. You have to be daven with dress. Even if they know. Just let's say if you say bracha, if you say kriyashma, But that's a woman would be permitted to recite a bracha. Another woman in her presence would also be permitted to say a bracha. And men in her presence would not be permitted to be present in Meretz Chaim. So not proud, whatever is Meretz Chaim, whatever is Dasam HaHasai, that is a Medina and it's Megula, so it's Meretz Chaim about the opposite sex. So that also has a status of whatever. So the Mother Rabban told him, I don't know Shaka, I'm not so scared. You know, they said these women, not women, so to cover her hair. So she didn't cover her hair, so the Gemara says you're not permitted to say a bracha because it's Meretz Chaim. The Mother Rabban told him, I'm not Shaka, no, so what if the woman has a tefillah, that's the proper item? The Pasuk says when the Medina has to shave off the hair, then he shaves off their eyebrows. But if you see that the eyebrows have a status of prayer, the woman has to wear tichos down below her eyebrows. But so matter what arena, but anyone wears a tichos so much. The mother of one quotes the man on my shock and the shore, whatever is back on the galloy, is not our sight. But that's what he says, they can leave off a little bit of the hair. What if it's back on the galloy? They don't cover the hair, period. Back on the galloy. They don't wear, they wear sleeveless, they wear minis, everything, they have good kutta, everything. Back on the galloy, they just walk around with a pair of underwear. That's cool. They don't wear anything. So the Chayyotim says, no, there's a limit. You don't say whatever is dark on the ground is not Meretz. If you live in a community where everyone is walking around undressed, that means that everyone is in a state, all the men are in a state of the Hilary Taiva. They're all in a state of Hilary. It's just that we're so used to it, we don't realize that we have Hilary all the time. It is Meretz. Everyone is in a state of Hilary. It's not that it's not Meretz. It's not true. You can't just say, well, we're used to seeing women, so nothing is Meretz. It's not exactly so. The person has to be able to shut himself up to know honestly whether he is, whether it is like you, shut himself up. He said it's not Meretz Chaim.
Yeah,
it means a different thing. Means that you can never tell who the father of the baby is with that face. The mother says, well, cool. And you know how Milton Dhamma Rabban, how do you know that you've got brought to the race? So the mother says, well, deal with Sakhar Abal. If a couple is married, so you assume that this is the father of the children. The mother knows, he's delivered the baby from the mother's father, so that's the mother that does. That's what I can't really tell. Unless it is my mother, deliver the baby, so I'm not sure that that's what they say. I know that it's the husband and the father. The mother don't even talk about it. The mother doesn't hack and see from that first thing that the father is the father. So my cause is him, the son of all the Emoi, and for the father has the right to marry off his daughter. So his daughter is one of and all the other sisters have his sister and nice and Abel and so on. Maybe the only time the Torah gives the father the right is if the mother's not good, that this man in this room will locked up in prison and there's nobody else there. So the mother responds to that, they're not the child of our rights just because they were locked up in a prison cell and there's nobody else there. It doesn't mean anything. Maybe they're God. Maybe the prison guard is the father of the baby. So never tell what happened. That's all it means. They're not the child of our rights, that's okay. So this is an unusual headset. Well, this is an unusual answer that the other Rabbanim didn't feel that they would be able to use this answer. Now people thought that the anger wasn't the problem. Look, somebody has to pass in the shrine.
Like
a woman has a shrine.
That's
what. Yeah. The Mara says that you assume that it's not meritized by the doctor because he used to have it again. If the doctor feels that it is meritized by him, they shouldn't think that there should be a doctor to win it. That's not the question, but none of the doctors have their
will. Let's come here
in the office. Okay. No, here in the office is an issue of
issue.
No, but what about if a male doctor is treating a female patient? So it's not the question that every male doctor who treats female patients never has any will. Not true? I know doctors have told me that it's just not true and they switched their field. They went to a different field of medicine because they thought that they were going to have their will. Not the question. The person has to be honest with himself. Abiyechanan, Habiyogel, the Habiyogel, the Yosra, Shari, the Tzilo. Abiyechanan, the Mephoshim points out, Abiyechanan didn't sit with a living or mamish table, where they were undressed. He used to sit elsewhere, far away, so that by the time the women came out of the mikveh, and they said, by him, they're already dressed, so there was no issue of their hurry. Yes, I think. From the context of the story, the Gemara says, Achi Tzilo, Hafti, used to give instructions how they should be
able to do it.
I don't know. What the baby does. Ramesha Feinstein says that since it's a major machlekes, so you said you have to be machmas, the sake of the thing, the thing says you have to be machmas, means like this. They don't have to see the woman on dress. They just have to, a woman can go to mix with a bathrobe box, with a loose bathrobe, that's not a problem. They just, a woman wants to mix them, be up to her neck in the water, and they usually what they do is they have a big sheet with a hole in the middle, the whole thing has enough room, so they have to go through, and the baby comes in, And it speaks to the woman, because the mother says that the person has to make the Kabbalah come into it as the gear or the gear, if the man or the woman is in the mix. And you can't just say, well, the woman will send the three women. Will send the person the three women. It's a conservative person, you can constitute, you can have three women. But the halakha says that you can't have a person or three women, you have to adapt to three men. But that's the shaila that Taisus raises in the Bummer, is whether the person has to be actually present to shot to see that they actually see the gear being turned. You have to see the head above the water and then make the couple of the promises. Do you accept monotheism? Do you reject the Trinity? Do you accept Shabbos and Kashrus? And the Shlach has to make promise the couple of the promises right before the gear says when he makes it. Would you say that by a woman is not really that saying they make the couple of the promises beforehand because she goes into the mixer, and then they let the mixer lady take it to the mixer, and they'll stand across the street, and they'll stand outside of the door. So this is the Ramosha point, but this is two opinions in Shiloh, this is two opinions in Ramosha point, and it sounds like it's two unity points. He says you can't be Michael on that, and he says that he's going to be Edward. Many Rabbanim have to, but there are many, he's better than Tzadiki, who are Michael on that. Shmuel Salam. Shmuel Salam, he's a great Tzadik in Yerushalayim. So he was Michael on that. He used to have the person would make the Kabbalah on which was for a year or a week, and then the woman would go to the mikvah, which was across the street. So the person wasn't even in the adjoining room. They didn't even hear the water splashing.
The mikvah lady said.
So even though that Shmuel Kalan did it, and why did Bedlam and Tzadikah, there are people who still have that practice in some communities. They have Angusius and Agi, not some from 5 years ago. They have Angusius from 80 years ago. By Big Rabbanim in America and Canada, has Big Rabbanim who established policies that was the best way to live in the Hatzilah. Ramay should do all of that. He read the whole Shuvah. Dain Grossman used to be a Dain in London. The Dain Grossman wrote a real Shuvah about this. And then he quotes up Shmuel Kalan and all the others who were Makel, and he asked Ramay, what is his Chavis done? He said, no. Considering that everybody was late for Al Sitanan, the Ramosha says no. And even the other, he says, if those women who were table 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 30 years ago, they were table, and the bed wasn't present, so he says they should be table again. But we suffer. We suffer. And if they have children, and if they have children now who have to get married, who are married, any club, they should all be present when the mix of the leaves off, and we suffer. It's a set of games. Ramosha said, how can you make them? And then it's set of games.
So then we'll be there for the fun group.
No, by man, I thought the time is, I think you have to have a bezin watching when you do mila, but the other, if you didn't have a bezin,
no,
I
knew
that the other, that this woman had made a man, had boys, had a son.
She's not considered that it was really a girl.
So that Ramosha is also made. That's also a big machloekis. What if you had an intermarriage, your mother was a shikta, father was a guy, and they invited him out to do a bris, and the mother didn't mean with a shame list, so he didn't know. He said the bracha alam ilo, he didn't shalom alam pagayim, it's a different bracha.
Yeah.
He didn't know if he would have known that it's a meal of the shame gayim, he would have had a bezin of three people. Just because you had 10 people there by the bris, you had a lot of the usual, you have a name by bris, that's not called a bezin. It doesn't mean that they know that he's being with gayim. They call it an ishi king, so that's not called a bezin. So the shayla is, would you require a hafetah tamis if the mila was done, the shayla bris mila, on a gayish baby, wasn't done, the shayla gayish. So that was also a big dispute, and maybe the roof of the Tosma makel on that. The Moshe had his makel on that, the Salvechik was makel on that, Allah Hamaykin many years ago. Ayin Vena, married to self, son-in-law of the Ankin Moshe Chalaf, has a children who say about that, he should take shiur, has a long shiur, he's not a makel about that. There's some Ungarish person who are machna, one of the Ungarish person, and he says that most of the person don't hold like that. Dying White has a shiur, and he says everything else with that, I don't know, he says, since there are two Ungarish person who are machna, therefore you have to be machna. Again, then you have to say to yourself, no, that's true. That was his opinion. He thought that he had nothing. But in America, he used to be school also. Most of the Rabbanim are Mekel on that. But the Shabbos is the Tzvila.
Yeah.
The Tzvila. If the Tzvila was done, Shabbos was made days, and so that's a big issue, whether that's not academic. Yeah, but there's 2 days in Texas in the Bombs and Tarabakhas. Now, Moshe said, and it's true, he said that that's a stake of the demon. They shouldn't continue the practice, and those who are talking about that should be talking again, believe Brach. They should be the guy again, believe Brach. Some Rabbanim says, this is a shayla that we discussed. The Rabbinical Council of America has a Vat Halacha, so this is one of the first shaylas that was brought up for the Vat Halacha. But the overwhelming majority of the members of the Baralakha felt that we have to be Machalaka Moshe, for the Yad, for the Shalom, the Vodaka Mamish, for the Yad, for the Yad. The woman was disciple of the Mikveh 35 years ago. That's her name. You have to go tell everybody that we all have to be, we all have to be total. So, Yamash, you got to shake your deal, shake it up. You have to tell everybody you have to be total. So one of the Rabbanim had an answer. So he said, Anayfah. He said, the Gemara says, and the last says in Kiddushin, about a Sophic Mamzer. The Gemara says there was a Mamzer within the family and it's already forgotten. It was a few generations ago. Now it's already forgotten. Hardly anybody knows about. So the Gemara has it in that sometimes you say, Mishpacha Shem Nitzma or Nitzma. Nitzma with an eye. It means that if the Pshul was blended in, so you forget about the Pshul. You don't go being cousin. As long as no one knows that the person is a Mamzer, so it's okay. The Gemara and the Rambam. The Rambam began the book with Malachim. Both better. We all know he's going to come and he's not going to pick out those people who are Mamzerim that no one knows about, or those people who are Avodim, and Imam is a Sheni Yidu, and the Sheni Yidu, the Ramah calls to me tomorrow, that Mishpacha Sheni Yidu, and even though Yahweh is not going to be Ma'aram. But one of the Rabbanim, who's a member of the Rav Allah, the Rabbinical Council, says that he thought that the same applies when he gets the greatest. But if you ask, the woman was Mizgaya 35 years ago, and now no one even knows.
She was Mizgaya.
No one even knows that there's an issue. Everybody is a master of the chesed. She's the Yiddish girl, and everybody goes to shake from her pages with everything, they're all from her. They look like everybody's from. They get it. So you thought, since no one knows about it, they're not looking for the mark. So the other members of the Rav Allah held that that was not correct. But that Allah, and the structure, and this, and this, and that, 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 I think it was last year. There was a Spider-Shaped Talmud Chacham from America itself, from the Rabbanu, who was visiting in America.
Ryan
Bastry. Ryan Bastry was visiting in America. He hadn't seen Yeshiva. So he started to ask him about this. He said, yeah, out of that Machmah, that he said, the Tzibah has to be, the Tzibah Chagir, the Avira has to be in presence of the day. So he told me what this Rav says. He thought that that was utterly ridiculous. But he said, Mishpacha Shem Nitzma Nitzma, great, that's utterly ridiculous. So someone mentioned to him, maybe the next time you write a tshuva, you should mention this in your tshuva, that those who think that Mishpacha Shem Nitzma Nitzma applies to Greyers is incorrect and says that it's not the Rambam, it says that only the Greyers are obvious and the Greyers are not theirs. So he said that it's so ridiculous he wouldn't even consider writing in a tshuva to say that it's wrong. He said it would be embarrassing to him. It's like saying that an owl is an owl and a baby. When I write the owl is an owl, they know. It's ridiculous. He thought that it was so ridiculous that it wasn't even worthwhile to spell it out there. It's a big problem because there are many rabbis in America who, when they're Megayah women, are not mastered at all by having the baby presence in the room. Moshe says that it's not right. And even if he said that the evidence is good, even if he did not say the evidence is good, it's certainly not that. There's a very similar Shulchan Aruch. He certainly required that there's a presence the Shah Chatzim. The 2 days from Tezis are regarding to the evidence of Chatzim, but this is not 2 days from Tezis. The issue of Tzimis can be... You stop it. It's not that there's not any. You stop it. So the Gemara says, Rav Yechanan, that's an reflection that Rav Yechanan wasn't with at the place where the women were actually table. He was further away. So when the women came out of the mitzvah that was passed by, Rav Yechanan, when they were already dressed. So there was no issue of the Gari et Tahara, but it was just the Shaila of Ein Hor. That's what some say, yeah. The Gemara says in the end of Baba Kama like that, that Rav Yechanan, the Gemara says that Rav Kana murdered somebody in Baba. Rav Kana killed the muscle in Baba. And then the governor was out to get him. He had no right to kill the muscle. So he ran away to Rav Yechanan. So in the middle of Rav Yechanan, she was back to speak up. Rav Yechanan said, Rav Yechanan was an old man that had to pick up his language. He couldn't see, so he said, who is this? Who is this person? Some of Kana came to me. Some of Kana. You see, to his mother, he had such eyelids that without somebody picking him up, he couldn't see. So that's what some, a few of us say that that's the reason why there was no problem. Rabbi Yechon, maybe he was standing at the same spot where Rav Yehuda so close to the women as Rav Yehuda, but his eyes were partially closed. And I'll just point out that that's very not mixed up. Other say, can be. But the other says the reason Omar is the Satan talk to Satan, and I saw the Akimus hero, and they come out of the mix and the stock and be, let them look at me, and I'm so handsome and heaven who's I with the Shafiri cover season. I have children, they'll be good looking like me. But you never said that Rabbiya and Martha and Babu Sia. Rabbiya and that the Shwakish and the river, the Shwakish was very strong, and he jumped in and he started swimming, and Rabbiya and said, oh, you have such Kayak, came up with a right, so you should use the Kayak, Rabbiya the Shwakish was a gangster. They said, Rabbiya and said, you should use your Kayak for any Kayak. And Rabbi Yechanan, then he said to Rabbi Yechanan, you're so good looking, your beauty should belong to a woman. Yes, it's Lamash. But he Rabbi Yechanan was very good looking. He says that he was a leftover from the beautiful, some handsome people who lived in Yerushalayim for so many days before, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash. So how can it be, that's the next time I'm about, how can it be that Rabbi Yechanan had such long eyelashes that he couldn't see?
They were very heavy, and he couldn't.
They were
very heavy
and
couldn't sit up
for when
Christmas
ever was going to be on the ground. Yeah, no. So how can it be that that's a good looking person? Mm-hmm. That's the Shama Farshan says that demand by the time that says that he wasn't good looking, that was just a producer.
Yeah.
But it was an old man, spoken apart. His eyelashes grew so long he couldn't see, but he was spoken when he was a young man. He was good looking. So he can't say that that's the reason why he wasn't, why the Mar didn't bring the issue, yeah? So he can't say that that's the reason why he wasn't, there was the issue of Yetzirah wasn't good up. And they said, no, the pastor says that he was sitting up, walked away from the next thing. He wasn't sitting right where the women were saying, well, by the time they said, why you're up here, isn't it? They were already fully dressed, and that wasn't the problem. But the problem was, they were all going to look at him, that they should have pretty babies, so isn't he afraid of an Einhard? Omri Rabbanon, so the Talmid HaChacham in his contemporary wisdom, look, and the Safi Mar, aren't you afraid? They hate a Bishet, how can he not afraid of Einhard? Lewis, he said, he's a descendant from Yosef. I know we're not the answer because he had the Rosh Hashanah and the Bishon. We know that those who are descendants of Mary say, the Anhor is not sure it's on them. The Shidain tells you, Anhor is Ali Yoyim, what do you mean Ali Yoyim? I'm not about to say, Ali Yoyim, I'm not Ali Yoyim. We're above any Anhor. Anhor is not sure that I'm a descendant of Yosef. It's like we only have a different prophet, but the prophet that he was given was, Yid Goloroi, be careful, or is the Shidu, be fruitful and multiply like the fish. The fish have a lot of fish, and the Jewish people have a lot of babies. So this bracha was the Yoyim given. Is that a shalyes? Because my dad was shalayah my mechat malim and I harsh letters them. I'm that a shalyes, and I harsh letters them. So that's based on a post. If anyone wants to be brought, you say, and if you want, you can say, and answer in a third time, you don't need any tzukim. We know we have a tradition that was based on a shalora. Since ages Potiphar wanted to be mezana with Yosef, and he didn't want to. Why is shalorah shalorah zonim? Mashen is shalorah. Therefore, ain't I know shall let this boy. I know is only sure that I know who are jealous of others and who want to take away things that belong to other people, but one who is very miserable on himself. So he doesn't want to. What's yours is yours and he's not going to shepherd your things. It's not trust, and I know should be a sure of penance. But for that reason, the whole, all the descendants, yeah, the whole of descendants of Yosef were spared from the punishment of I know. The moral of the story is that if a person doesn't know if he's a descendant of Yosef, and most people don't know, that's what the Rambam says, that Lot is love, Aliyah and Abi will come, and he'll be the guy who belongs to Shevet Reuben, who belongs to Shevet Shimon, who belongs to Shevet Kain and Levi, we know more or less.
More or less,
whatever, we know more or less, kind of. But the other Shvatim, we don't know, who knows what Shevet, there are people who claim to be Miyuchasim, descendants from David and Arach, okay? But then I have any Miyuchasim from David and Arach, so they're Shevet Yehud, they don't know if he's Shevet Yehud. And the others, we don't know, so that's Aliyah and Abi will come, he'll be Russia, Mitzare, to say the Ruch HaKadosh and the
Ruch. Why is that necessary?
If you can say that to Babai, there's going to be a Chavuk HaSarit Yisrael, and the Shvatim, and the Shevet is going to get that Chavuk, and then Yerushalayim is going to have 13 gates, and Yishar will be those who have the Shevet Shimon, and then
Yerushalayim.
The Chavuk HaSarit Yisrael. The Chavuk HaSarit Yisrael in the days of Chur, the Mayat Rishon. Because Kiddush Mokamah came for all of them. Then by Shevet, he never was a Chavuk, and that's the other, says Yecheskel. At the end of the verse, Yecheskel, there will be a Chavuk for 13 parts, the 12 Shvatim, and then one section for the government. The government's going to also get there.
You say it's Yecheskel as in days of Yeshua.
No, it doesn't necessarily say.
I don't know.
So in order to know who gets the share, in order to enter the Yishalayim, so Yishalayim is going to have 13 Shorim, whoever knows what Shevet Yishalayim has to enter that Shah, Shah Shim and the Shah. Shai Yehudin, Shai Ephraim, and so on, and whoever does know there's a Shai Akhebo. Whoever does know what he gave him, whoever does know what Shevet belongs to, goes to the Shai Akhebo. But that's why it'll be important for us to know that early on, now we should be Mizarah, who belongs to which Shevet. So apparently he knew that he was from Shevet Yehudin, he didn't have to worry about Einar. But most people today don't have any traditional Shevet that comes, so we all have to be worried about Einar. Gemara has it that all kinds of things with that mazikin and that all kinds of things. So the Rambam says we don't have these mazikin. Whatever they have in Mara Gemara, we don't have any mazikin in Mara Gemara. Everyone talks about different rukas words, and the Magen Avraham says we don't have many of those rukas words today, so we don't worry about this. But I'm hard, and all that extent, that there's no one hard.
The Gemara says that 99 out of 100 people who were dead in the buried in the cemetery died in my heart.
So the Gemara is telling us that unless you know clearly that you are descendants from Shaitan, because you should be lived with my heart.
You should be careful not to sit in a position where everybody will see you.
A lot of times people make their homes a fancy, they make a tinsel, they make a gift, they make a chasen or whatever, they spend so much money, or they have clothing that we always walk on Shabbat and Yom to catch that's the problem of my heart. The Rambam writes Tannhill to say, he says that Tan, the person, should always go to Dera Hatzniyah. The Rambam doesn't write about that Einhar, about that information. There's this humor. Some says that a person should always dress and speak in a modest fashion. You should do everything in a modest fashion. But the more he gives an additional reason that everyone should be worried about Einhar. Okay. The more goes back, the Mishnah goes back to the theme of the Torah. Namely, the rhythm of Kriya Shema. The Mishnah says that Nashim Avadim Ketanim Turim Kriya Shema Umein HaTkirim V'Hayam Dukfila Ubi Yizrach Ubi Yizrach Amadim. Let's speak. We know that women are only mukiyas to fulfill mitzvahs less essay. Women are mukiyas on all mitzvahs less essay, even if it is not gomel, like that you are by Muslim, and after the Shabbos, and Yom Tov. But when in the area of mitzvahs essay, if it's a mitzvah essay, it's as man gomel, no shema tzu. So the Mishnah says that kriya shema and tzilim are mitzvahs essay, as man gomel. That's the passion. So women are perfect. Why kriya shema mitzvahs essay, as man gomel? Because kriya shema has a specific zman. Kriya shema has a specific zman. And Tzilin has a specific zman. What's the specific zman of Tzilin? Shabbat and Yom Tov is Lazman Tzilin. That's what we talk about. Shabbat and Yom Tov is Lazman Tzilin. And night time is a machlekes. Night time, halak or night, we don't put on Tzilin alone. But it's a machlekes. It's a Rambam in the machlekes hatanoi. And machlekes is a Rambam in the Rabbi Shana. Whether you talk about Laila Lazman Tzilin in Atera, or Laila is only Lazman Tzilin with the Rabbana. Whatever it is, but at least Shabbat and Yom Tov we talk about Lazman Tzilin. That's also a machlekes hatanoi. What if you own like those time that Lila is Mansurin? That Lila is Mansurin, and Shabbat and Yom Tov is also Mansurin. But then women are Taka Chayim and Tzilin. Or not? No. Goof is not. You can't say that a woman is Taka. No, this is Shaila. The Gemara has the first comment, the very first comment of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kriya Shema says that women are parted from Kriya Shema. When Machita, of course, is parted. Mitzvah says, she's not Lamahu. The Gemara says, not Shashar, not Kriya Shema, Shalaiva. The Mitzvah says, she's not Lamahu. Of course, we're not parted. The Chomet says, not Lamahu, not Shitut. The Gemara, how does it say, Mahal the Yisro, Mahal the Shamayim, Kamash Malon. I might have thought that there's a reason why women should be Mitzvah. Why? Because Kriya Shema is not really a separate Mitzvah. There is a list of the Tariyat Mitzvah. The Rambam list of the first Mitzvah. The Tariyat Mitzvah is, you have to believe in Hashem, and the second is that believe in Atzus HaBeirut. The first mitzvah is believe in Emunah in the Tzivus Hashem, the second mitzvah is Emunah in Atzus HaBeirut. So the mitzvah of reciting Kriya Shema is a way to fulfill those mitzvahs, mitzvah Aleph and mitzvah Beit. There's Emunah in the Tzivus Hashem, and it's in Emunah in Atzus Hashem. So the Gemara says, Mao Zetemo, on my floor, that since the reciting Kriya Shema Tzivus is not grammar, but it's just a form of fulfilling another mitzvah, which basically is not grammar. The Emunah and Mitzvah Hashem and Emunah and Achus Hashem is a lot of Zman Zem. I would have thought that even if this is a Tint, is a Zman Zem, a woman should also be Mechir Tekla Marshal. Women are Mechir in Megillah, in an Adukaisis, and in Hadlokas Eretz Chai, because Mark is because having her there on that. The Kaisis and Tessis, the two things were here. That's what you keep to begin here. Kaisis and Tessis are the other, and then you should have been taught it because it's been that Mr. Tessis has Zman Zem. Only I'm well Chanukah that you've been done Chanukah, and I'm well Kaisis that you drink Adukaisis. And it's not true. The specific Zman that you're laying in the middle of the room should be proper. Not only the Mitzvah Shazman Ramah, the writer, even the Mitzvah Shazman Ramah, the Rabbana. That's my claim is actually in Taishan Azhar. That shows that cloud doesn't apply to Mitzvah Rabbana. Mitzvah Rabbana only stands. I don't mistake it. And the Mitzvah only for men and women, Mitzvah for men and women alike. But you cannot say an abstract cloud that women are practicing only for Shazman Ramah, even on the level of Rabbana. That shows the cloud doesn't apply.
And this is the Rabbi. And it's basically to be the Rashi, we'll have to get to the discussion. According to Taisus, women really should have been parted from Megillah and Avodah Chayes and Avodah Chayes because this is Rangon. The only reason Avodah Chayes is because Avodah Chayes is on there. So what does that mean? So Avodah has a suffix, and if you learn Avodah and Avodah has a suffix, exactly what does that mean? But I say that it's an exception to the rule. You have even on the level of the right, you have exceptions to the rule. Yes, Kiddushes is my grandma women are kayas, Akhidus Nasr is my grandma women are kayas, Sinchas Yonzer is my kayas, and the Gemara my kayas, the Ramah and the Rabbis are women where the women are kayas. On that, you have a few exceptions to the rule. You have in the other direction also exception. You have women at the middle to show you off their face, you have a razor, even at the low set say. You have all over, every rule has exceptions to the rule. So that's what Shami Shem seems to learn, that even though Megillah and Avodah Zarah Chanukah and the other places in Judea and Mr. Tessus throughout the month of Revolution in Kutta, there's a special reason why they made an engagement that probably happened at the end of the time. No, the church got to say that the women are high. Or, at Yishmanah, he became dancing a different answer. That Aten HaDeyat HaNes means that the nature of the mitzvah is the Sunni mitzvah. The Sunni mitzvah is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. That's not a Bekayat mitzvah. To do the Kaddish and Shemai. So the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, that's a custom that part of Mangrama. This particular form of fulfilling that mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem happens to have Mangrama. That Chanukah, the way to fulfill Kiddush Hashem is by lighting Chanukah there, and by mitzvah Megillah, on Purim is by reading Megillah and some, but just not because I'm facing, but that's not really it's a mitzvah of the Rabbans, that's a mitzvah, but it's really
Mahu the time of Ali is the Mahu Shamai. One might have thought that deciding Kriyashma is really a Kiyama Mitzvah Samune in the Tzivus Hashem and Achus Hashem. So I would have thought that even though this particular form of that Mitzvah is this Mahdrama, women should be taught to Kamash Malah, women should be taught. Kamash Malah, that women are taught to the first half of the Mitzvah is the second Mitzvah of the Kayab Mitzvah. The Torah does list up reciting Kriyashma. It's a separate Mitzvah. In this particular form, this is Mangrama. It's different from what the Torah is saying, because that's one of the Rabbans. From a level of the right, it doesn't take, it doesn't want any other mitzvah. They can say that it's a last Mangrama, but I don't hear this. So the Gemara says on the first here, why do I need a mishnah to tell me, isn't it Dinkoshit? The women are started from Kriyash. The Gemara says I would have had a habanin to think that it's called a last Mangrama, because it's just a branch of another mitzvah which is a last Mangrama. Then the Gemara says, Menat Tfilin, that women are taught from Tfilin. Now, is it, you can wear Pshita, that women are taught from Tfilin. Not from Pshita, no. Allah HaMais is not from Pshita. Laila, the Machlek is the Rambam and the other parts of Allah HaMais. The Mais has a Pshita where how do we talk to Allah HaMais? But the Laila is not Tfilin and Atara, Rambam and the Rabbah. Allah HaMais is Shaila. Shams, the answer is, we know that we talk to Razman Tfilin, but the Mana Tano, I know where the Pshita. Every time I know that you have to put on silver and on shadows, you answer.
It's a mini from the days of Rashi,
but when a woman didn't know the mikveh yet, that she shouldn't touch her sacred territory. Other than that, she shouldn't even look at her sacred territory. Other than a minute, she doesn't go to shul. Other than a minute, she doesn't daven. She doesn't say bracha. So that meaning is with her. Mishnah Berurah says that's different. Other than she doesn't daven. She doesn't bench. That's a bench. As far as the woman has to bench from that pair, a shayla nagimah. So the Mishnah Berurah says he's very appalling. Both Hashem, they're very close to that minute. That a woman who didn't go to mikveh is not permitted to recite a bracha. That's very sure. But not that the woman shouldn't look at herself because she shouldn't touch. Okay, that's a minute. But mikveh din is really strictly speaking is with her. It's not the meaning that began with the David Rishon.
The young woman who never...
Can they learn in school?
Doesn't discuss.
The girls learn in school?
Okay. Those who have the meaning, not to look at the declaration, they say nothing. And she continued that minute. The Gemara says on the tefillin, sending up pshita. Why is it so pshita that women are pshita from tefillin? Who says that it's a mitzvah pshita, says my grandma? Why is tefillin? Yeah, but you can't check the mission and say that they're pshita. Why does the mission box say that women are pshita from tefillin? Pshita, why is it pshita? It's not a question. Nyla is a Nyla Halakha Nyla is not a red Nyla question. And the Nyla Tanayim, the Mishnah is left of the Nyla Tanayim. Sham Yom is also not so, it wasn't voted yet. And the mayor of Judah, Phil Adam Akwegi. So after the Tanayim we're putting on Tzillin. On Shabbos and Yom. One of the Nyla said Shifa. So the pastor is the Mishnah, if you actually have the wrong children that have Tzillin Akhal Mai. Or that you that you do put on Tzillin Akhal Mai. Anyway, in the middle of the Tzillin, whatever the Maskar is Akhal Mai, but in the middle of the Tzillin, he discusses the following topic. Why are women pasa from tefillin? So he says that there are two gemaras. The gemara at the end of Erevin Hamayit Tefillin says that the reason why women are pasa from tefillin is because it says magram. The gemara says, but that issue depends. That's not so thorough. That's not so fresh. The gemara says it depends whether Lila or not, at least Lila should be magram or not. Shabbos is not, so she be magram. But if you say that Lila is magram or not, Shabbos Yom Tov is also as Mantuvah Natera, but it's not as my grandma. The women should be with you in the school. That's the Gemara in the end of the Erevin, beginning of the Tzum. And that's not the person walking in the street, the time to go to the Tzum. What's he going to do? He can't leave it here. It may rain, and maybe I've got to take it up in the garbage collect and throw it out and destroy it. They can't leave it, they can wear it. There's all discussion in the Gemara. Men wear it, women wear it, what is that? All things, it's all discussion. So the Gemara sees the same thing here, that the reason why women are part of the Tzum is because it's as my grandma. The Gemara Kiddushin does not say like that. The Gemara Kiddushin and the Yishami in Erevin, the end of Erevin that he quotes. The Gemara Kiddushin Yishami in Erevin says that the reason why women are pasa from tefillin is because it's institutional commentary. It's written in the book of the first time and the second time of the Yoshna. And Shach Merit has that right after the Pasuk of Matmaz of Erevin. Right after the Pasuk of Kamatar. And Kamatar, you know, the women are pasa, that's not as Magyamri Gemara says. Tamatar is not as Magrama, even that's what the Rabbi Chef said, even on Nitzelbach, the increase in learning, so the Gemara says, not as Magrama. Yeah. So the Gemara says, why women part of Tamatar? Because it says, the Magrama goes there, and what can I say? My septic there is because of that women are part of Tamatar. Nothing to do with Magrama. So the Gemara says, the Gemara Kiddushi, and the Yerushalmi, and the other there, and says, the reason why women are part of Tamatar is because of the Hekish. Whoever is Chayim Tamatar is Chayim Tamatar, whoever is part of Tamatar is part of Tamatar, nothing to do with Magrama. No, but from Tzillin you learn how to call it the Rekum, but that's what the Gemara has a discussion. How do you know the whole cloud of Mr. Tzitzit Shai's Magram and Nashim Tzillin? Because he says, in connection with Tzillin, the Manti Yitzhak Hashem Mesichah, Shibayat Chazok, Yitzhak Hashem Mitzvah. You should read Tzillin, the Manti Yitzhak Hashem Mesichah. The Gemara says, Iskish, call it the Rekum of Tzillin. Call it Hashem Mesichah, because the Chumash is making a comparison between all the other Tariyag Mitzvahs with the Chumash. Just like living up after some Tzillin. I know the Pasuk from Tzillin, not because of Magram, because of Tzillin, because of the Ekis and Tzillin. So just like women are part of from Tzulin, part of the Talmud that's exerted a curse. But part of from Tzulin, that's already not a Yeshem and a Kwaf. That we say, Kolatel Kul is Iskish for Tzulin with respect to what? It's just like Tzulin is a Mitzvah Seth HaShazman, Shazman Gwam, and Nashma Tzulin, because of the Ekish, that's Tzulin, Kolatel Kul, all Mitzvah Seth HaShazman Gwam, and Nashma Tzulin. So the Gemara Kiddushin says that they will, so the Gemara is assuming, it says, Magrama because of Shabbos and Lazarus. That's not the reason why they're part of some Tzillin. That's what Jemeni HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes from. How do you know that women are part of some Tzillin? Every Gemara says Magrama. It's the Tzillin on the third. That's how you're supposed to begin. And then you go one step further. If you want to learn that, they're part of from Yeshiva Sukkah, and they're part of from Rubia Shaifer, and Rula. That you learn out from Rati Yitzhak Hashem Yisrael, Yitzhak Baruch Hu and Yitzhak. That's the next step. They may not be able to learn out the next step if you all that Tzillin is not as Magrama, okay? So you have to figure out from some other aspects about women are also from Tzillin based on the Talmudic, that's because of the Hekish and the Talmudic. So that's what the Mishnah is Yankiv writes in his Tshuva, and then he has the same thing in the Sefer Brachos on his Gemara. The Gemara says, over here, Pshita, why do you need the Mishnah to tell you that the women are also from Tzillin? Pshita, why is that Pshita? It's not so precious. If you follow the Sukkah in the end of the Erevin, in the beginning of the last parak in the Erevin, where the Gemara says that the reason why women are part of Tzillin is because it's not Rama, then it should really be part of the Machlokes. The half of the time I will have the wives put on Tzillin. Because okay. They're all dedicated, it's not a Rama. They're shot to the young, they're mild, it's not Tzillin. So women will be Machlokes. So he says that our Gemara seems to go like the Gemara in Kiddushin, that you part of from Tzillin, whoever's part of from Tzillin is automatically part of from Tzillin.
Yeah.
So the Shabbos and the Yom Tov, one is obligated to put on tefillin or not? He said that the women are part of himself.
The only reason why women are taking the shoes is because of Shri, otherwise he also compared mezuzahs to the
Madhya. Yes, correct, Imar. Imar discusses by mezuzahs, yes. Or Imar says over here, men are still on Shita. They know, a lot of women are part of himself. The Imar is a lot of things. Why does the Nishna have to bother to Amir? I mean, a lot of time all these kishim mezuzahs come Ashmola. I would have thought maybe because Tumor is written in Kriyashma right next to mezuzah. Mezuzah is women are Amakriyas. I would have thought that maybe I should dash in the Hekish and women are Mechuyud in Tzilin also. Kamashu no, the Hekish is between Tzilin and Talmud Torah. And Talmud Torah, that's part of because the Mazmaz is in Echim Rebbe Nasech. So therefore, they're from the Chosha from Tzilin
as well.
That's what it means. Mazmaz is in Echim Rebbe Nasech. That's what it means. Mazmaz is in Echim Rebbe Nasech. That is Echim Now the time of the Tzimut is really great, as possible. Well, in Chumash Dvarim, Hekish means we have two different myths in the same place. In Chumash Dvarim, not only the Dash and the Hekish, if you do two different myths in the same place, you even ask for Tzimut. Tzimut means that you have one Tzimut next to another. So here you have, here's not really an Iskish, here's a really separate Tzimut. One Tzimut says Tzimut, the next Tzimut says Tzimut, and the next Tzimut says Mezuzah. So that's the sign of which way the Dash and the Tzimut. So the Marfa is called Chita. Avani Adash and the Smukhim, the Hekish, in the first and the second Parashim Kriyashma, the first Parashim has Talmud Torah, the next Parashim has Tzimut. So it's Kriyashim Talmud Torah, which women are part of them. And what is now? Maybe you should Adash and the Hekish differently. The Hekish means the Smukhim, it's not really Hekish. You should end the Mishnah Torah, Smukhim is also has the status of Hekish. I would have Adash and not the Hekish to Talmud Torah, rather the Hekish to Mizrim. That's exactly what he marks it. By the time you should Adash and the Mizrim. So what's left over here? So the Mishnah starts off by telling me that women, whatever mitzvahs the women are mechuyot, that's what they have bottom on the table. Whatever mitzvahs the women are not mechuyot, they have bottom on the table. Gemara has a great shalom, no lo meish.
I don't know the end
of the It does not necessarily mean that they had a masorah of what the dina is. That's the question. We have all the midas that turn the dreshes from. Does it mean that they had a tradition on all the dina and the midas are just like an asnachta? I remember that's how some do it, right? And the pashto says that it's not so. The pashto says the Rambam says they didn't have a masorah on all the dina. They had a masorah on what a conversion is Sinai. Whatever cannot be derived from a prophecy. Whatever is learned out from a prophecy, the Rambam seems to say very clearly, and I've done it for the Pirish HaMishrayim, they didn't have a Masara on the din. They had a Midrash HaDan Yashifa, and based on the Midrash, based on the clothes, they worked out these dinim. Now the dinim didn't learn all worked out in the days of the Tanakh, some of them worked out by Moshe Rabbeinu, the day he came down from Mount Sinai. He had a Midrash HaDan Yashifa, and worked out the dinim himself. So could be that this Yashifa was worked out by Moshe Rabbeinu. That he felt for some reason or another that the Hekish makes better sense, the Smukh makes better sense, the Darshan, a comparison between Talmud Torah and Tzilin as opposed to Tzilin and Mezuzah. But the fact is that they didn't have a Masorah on the Din. They had a Masorah on the Midas, and then based on the Midas, based on the Kol, they worked out the Din. Yeah, Talmud Torah is a separate topic that women are part of despite the fact that it's not Mangrama. And Tzilin is a separate din, that's how Agi Mara seems to say Pshita, and that's how the Gemara tradition says Tzilin is based on the Talmud related to the issue of Mangrama. Because Tzilin is just a Christian Talmud Torah, the women are part of it. Then, from Tzilin, since we happen to all Halacha L'maise, it's Tzilin. Is this Mangrama either because of Shabbos Yom Tov, or not Tzilin, or possibly also because of Milo, that's Machlokes HaRishonim, Machlokes HaTanaim.
But based on the fact that Tfilin is with Mazlomo, we dash in another pasuk, Matiyat HaShem HaSicho, Bukash Chol HaTarakula, the Tfilin. There's an echo between Sham, it's the Tesher of the Torah, the other Reish Nem Zayin, Mitzvah of the Torah, and Tfilin. That any Mitzvah that's similar to Tfilin, women will be taught there. The high north is in the professor says no drama. Because he remembers when he first came to America and he walked in the street and he saw the nylon stockings that they were selling in the store. He said, look, we never saw that in Europe. He said, what is this? What do they make it from? Well, that's nylon. He said, what do they make it from? He said, they make it from petroleum. He said, how can they make from petroleum? Petroleum is sticky and it's liquid and it's black and it's sheer. And he says, it's solid. What's the truth to it? So he says, the science, he says, how come the science is not? It affects petroleum. Make nylon. He said, the only time I was scientist and you had to take a pulse from the commission. I didn't for the pulse. We don't know. We don't know the minute that time in Russia. The Ramchal has a minor. Rav Sata has a mind when he talks about the Midas HaTan of Yashu Stein and our brother. He says already the Kufa Satanoim, the Midas had been forgotten. They had called him Midas HaTan of Yashu Stein and our brother. And he quotes from the Medesh Yabba Shira Shirim that already the Kufa Satanoim, one time he said something, the other time he said, what are you talking about? You forgot that Midas is never heard of Midas. He says, you see the Kufa Satanoim, they had already forgotten Midas and Agadah. And today, the Midas HaLach, we know that they are. It's printed in the Machzor. They look in Birnbaum Machzor, it gives you on the bottom of the page with everything you know, and no one looks on the bottom of the page. Well, what does that mean? That's an example of Gosh, Hodech, Lavi, Asmana, Kalam, Asmana, what is the word that I could think of? Some of these things are not even mentioned in the Gemara. Some of these things the Gemara never has. Some of them has a Nezir, Gemara, and Chavis has one of these. Most of those meals don't even appear in the Gemara. The Gemara never tells you what they are there. It's flawed, it's crazy along with us. The Shiva Bachman don't know what they are. So we have, in effect, we have forgotten the Midas. We don't know how they look. They don't know the flaw. The patients have relied on a lot of difficulty with the Midas, and the people get them out of who's brought them about the Midas. But you apply this Midas. We lost a whole lot of that. I think
the first fashion fishing film is the truly Torah and the good between Torah and the good. The second fashion, though, comes before.
Maybe that's the reason why tradition says that Tfilin, the Kukush, and the Talmud are both in the first Parsha and the second Parsha. Maybe that's why the Gemara mentions that. Masrei came to Mezuzah, it's only next to Mezuzah one and not the other. Okay, maybe that's the reason why. So you need to teach them the same subject. So you know, what are the sukkim up here? Okay. So the first thing in the Mishnah we have, that Nash and Abadan have the same thing all over Yisho. This is a discussion with Shlomo Melech, the other discussion is exactly 100% equation, everything is all over Yisho. Let's say a woman is permitted to shave off a face. What about a very snide? He's also permitted to shave off his face. But he says, no, the reason why women are, the women are part of this is because they don't have a beard. The Gemara says, whoever has the Yisra HaShkosos Pasar Zafan, also has the Yisra HaShkosos Pasar Rosh. And women normally, they don't have a beard, therefore they don't have the din of HaShkosos Pasar Rosh either. So maybe by Nevi Tnaini, they don't have a right by Tnaini. Nevi Tnaini is more than both of these. That has to do with male and female, but it doesn't have to do, it's not because women have a different salam of a kid. So women are females, they don't have a beard, that's why. And Nevi Tnaini is a male, so that din he will have. But Mereta and Mitzvah, they were in Ishaya. On Tzitzis, and on Tzitzis, and on Shaifer, that was mean about this. So you have a Hekesh Lava Mish. So the women and the Abadim have the same din. And the Mishnah says, the women and the Abadim are serving a Kriyashma, whom in Atzur. Kriyashma because it says, Mangram, Mao the same, it's Mangram, it's a much more than it is. And Tzitzis, and the Gemara says, Mao the same, to make a Hekesh to do the Kamash Lava Mish. What does it say that Tanim are serving a Kriyashma, in Atzur? Which Tanim? The question. Which part are we talking about? doesn't say one way or the other. That's the Shastra. That's the Shastra. So So what does it mean in the Mishnah that the Tzadim Aftulim is Kriyashma Omer Aftulim means that he's Lohi Gelachino, Lohi Gelachin, it's too young. So then how do you say right for Chayav Mitzvah that the Mitzvah of the Birch HaModin? You have to teach a little baby to that Birch HaModin, baby doesn't understand what it's all about. Baby doesn't understand what it means in the Jews and Tzvah, the Akhidat is Lohi Gelachino than this. He's not Mokhiv in that. The Jews, he'll be Mokhiv in it. It's my house, even I have to put a Mitzvah on the baby room, that's my Mitzvah. No, that's my business. That's why I have a room, I only have great shigas. I put up whenever I have great shigas. That's businessmen. I go to do business with them, so I always have them sleep in one room, special guest room. And I need to do it in that room. That's my business. That's the guy who lives there. It's my assumption to the room. Did I have great living there?
Okay, you got also in the green and the
other man. The mezuzah is the cotton because mezuzah that's what they're supposed to have out. The house belongs to me. It means that the cotton is a lesson. It's time my son, the father died, and it's time my son, and they live in a big house all by themselves. Okay. So in such a case, that the prophet has to put on mezuzah that's what he means. So what kind of a cotton are you talking about? It's coming from a cotton sheet. You know what you're saying? So you say, not my anach and the tree will just come out in a mezuzah either. The mama shakal, he's a gila chila, so why should we be chayim kriyashman tzurim as well? I'm really curious, you should not, there are more like than many years that you have Mechanic Khanim in Tzivon. That's the Shiloh, why not? So what does it mean in the Mishnah? Yes, Rashi is a good thing. How many games are we saying? We're not Mechanic Tanim. The Quran Rachman disagrees. The Mishnah, the many games they do Ramah was that they weren't Mechanic Tanim at all. They waited until the actual day of Mishnah, not a day earlier. Why? So they give different reasons. So one reason they give is because Philip Sechel Guf Naki. And his manager was very lax on that. We're not listening on the Guf Naki. So why does anybody get so? The answer is Anachanami, we have no prayer with. We can at the end of Managma used to get Tzul and call Ayyad. And we don't have that practice anymore. Why? Because we don't have Guf Naki. So we've cut down Tzul to the bare minimum. So the bare minimum is we only get Tzul and the Shas Shakur, is that so? The Shas Davening Shakur is the bare minimum. The Gemara says if you say Kriyashma, you have Tzul and it's a major issue that, so that's not proper. So you have to wear the tefillin, that's the bare minimum. Usually women daven tefillin for shul mitzvah says the shazman grandma, the women go to shul to get tears, and the women then chestering, and they're sitting sukkah, a lot of women are sitting sukkah also, and tefillin now, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, because tefillin need guf naki, and the women don't have. I mean, the women don't have a guf naki, something special. Men have a guf naki, the women don't. But the answer is, we're afraid that nobody has a guf naki, but the men on Makhriba have no prayer. Even the men on Makhriba cut it down to the bare minimum. Women, they should go volunteer. That's like the man wearing tefillin all day long, which Mikra-Din is Makhriba. And we've cut it down to the bare minimum, all of which has Kriyashma Tzvila. So just like we cut it down by the men to the bare minimum, and the women we cut out with them, right? So the Chinuch also we cut it down. You know, the Gemara says in the Brice, in the end of Lulav HaGosh, and Yitam Chinuch, you really Mukhiz, the Mechanech Tekhtar. But since the Zman Azel, some love is about the Guf Naki, so we cut it down, Mamish, to the bare minimum, but the bare minimum means only the ones who are Mukhiz. You shouldn't have any Chinuch at all. There's one hazard that the Mishnah Guru, of course. And then we show them how the Ramah has another Hezda. The documentary, I think the Ramah has another Hezda. But it's close to Balgol Ikur. I think the Balgol Ikur has a function that different, he must have had a different gift than the Gemara speaker. He doesn't have that gift. He says when the Gemara says, or he gives a different gift or a different interpretation of the Gemara, in order to be by Mitzvah, you have to have two things. It's not enough that the child is 13 years old. You have to have Shana Nisimana. You have to have three silent. So what if you have Shanim and you don't have Shimon? So strictly speaking, it's not yet about Mitzvah. The Gemara says that usually we have an Umdina that calls Hegilach Lal Shanim, Hegilach Lal Shimon, that whoever has, whoever is ready, the Gemara says it by women. The Gemara rather says it by women, not by men. The Gemara says that whoever is, if the girl is ready 12 years old, the Gemara talks about who's going to be, like, say it by the others. as the peasant, then the peasant, the mixer was a woman at the table. So the Shah just goes, well, so how do you have two Adam who ascertain that the girl is a gazelle? There's two men, the two kashrim are going to look at the woman's body. Mama's looking at the woman's body to check to see if she has to take time. So the Shah just goes, is it needed? What do you do? So the Gemara says that we rely on the Chazaka that Rabbah says. The Rabbah says the Kol Shehi Lachal Shem Shehi Lachal Shemar. That a girl who reaches the age of 12, the likelihood here is that she probably has three sons. Does this Chazaka necessarily apply also to a boy? Does every boy who's 13 also has three sons? And maybe not necessarily. So maybe the Chazaka is only by girls, not by boys. That's the third of Machlokes. And we show them in Achrayim have all discussion about that. But in the Chazaka to Rabbah, which was formulated in the Gemara originally, we predict the women. And most often, there is no similar to that. The Dikash Shehi Saris on Noshim. Why would Mako to have women check the girls to see if they actually have, let's say a girl was married but got loose and the husband died and you had no children, the wife was a little girl. I was only 10 years old, obviously they had no children. But now the wife needs chalit because the husband died to be born. She can't do chalit until she's a girl. Who's going to check the situation? Yeah. She says, wait till her bat mitzvah party and then have chalit to the next day. There's nothing you have to check. The same thing where you have to check with men, you're going to have men check on the woman's side. And the woman says, no, you have women check. I went through the death. And the woman says, if you can maybe you should be able to rely on her daughter to be younger. Because she gave a cross, she gave a cross. And the woman goes on limit. And a man doesn't really say the fish. A man is a shadow. When he has the same thing, you assume that all men, based on the right, really have safe sides for the other women, or not necessarily so. So the Achranim quote is about Ether. Comments on that, Gemara and Sukkah, Kotnai, are they living in the school? Now, Chad Mishra Satsun, that goes with the boy is over 13 years old. He's a Daiva Hegia, a Daiva Hegia Shay Cyrus. They still a Kotnai, so then, I'll be able to care for some of those. He's before 13, then there's no Dino Chinach. So that's a Psa-Shayla. What, we hold like that probably? Most of the possible hold that if the kid is 13 years old, you assume that he has Shay Cyrus. You assume that they call Shay Gimach Lal Shani. You can't look out to mind, but boys like girls are different. But we obviously distinguishes between boys and girls. So Machlein no problem like that, Lalo. So the whole shot is straight. So those are the two reasons why the Ramah says that the meaning in his day was that they didn't have any chinuch on tefillin. But that wasn't bizmana mishneh, bizmana kanoi, they did have chinuch on tefillin. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Hakamah of Achrayim is that it's not right, that you shouldn't wait. The right of the kid is actually, he was born on Zion Otter, so he's going to be on Zion Otter. The first time the kid is going to be on Zion Otter, how's he going to know how to get from? The first couple of times he do it wrong. Could take him a month, so he figures out how to put on the Shayyad, how to put on the Shayyosh. So we coordinate everything. It's not so easy. So that's how the Mishnah Berurah says that a lot of Achrayim say you should be a Bimacharach with Shach at least a month before. And others say 3 months before, and others say 6 months before, and it's different in all different communities. That's what they're saying, but it's still not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara simply says that you must have a whole time. Chad may have a rishma tefillah when the child is old enough to know not to have a urim, and
The Lord says, it's Tom Cotton. What do you mean, Tom Cotton? Tom Cotton, every Cotton is only aged by Mitzvah. Not true. Because the righteous Lucas says that at a certain age, you talk about when you see the child is green, and if you're a daily Lishma Tzulu, they do have Chinuch.
Why, let's say, if you're learning a Sefer Torah, right? Sefer Torah has the positive of Shema. What is the law instilling that you have in a Sefer Torah? You don't say that all of them cannot learn from a Sefer Torah. We can't learn all of them from a Sefer Torah.
Why not that a couple of times from Sefer? We can go to where it sits, and only has one Shem, Kodesh Hashem, and he has to be, why don't we try to come in? Certainly he's not going to say that, so certainly more so, it's similar. And it has 42 Shemus, So that's 21 and the 3 is 21, so that's the 42 statement, so it says, so how does Rashi learn the Mishnah? Does he say like this? Rashi says that the reason why there's not Chinuch on Kriyashma as the father who's going to be my hand, and shall the father usually is not around. We're watering, the father goes to work, at night the father comes late, whatever. He's not around during his lunch, the children go to sleep early. So you need that because there's no heat, you're looking up. So he starts from Kriyashma and from Shilom Kozlei Gilachina. The money is the Chayid and Shil Lot and the Zuz and Birchat Amaz, the money is the Gilachina. So he's talking about two different styles. Allah, you say it like that, that's what Taisa says. Mamash, what's going on over here? How is there a contrast over here? Allah, you say it like this, that that right and Sukh of that mandate makes it very clear that the Zman for Chinuch is not Shove by all of the Mitzvahs. Every Mitzvah is a different Zman. Like, Gumash of Bai,
Hmm.
A little bit says cut the Hidea Lananeya. Even if the child, let's say I have a little child, a 4-year-old child, he give him a little bit of answer, he can shake it on his own. But he can't see Lananeya and all the Ruch is all by himself. Then you have to hold on, he's going to drop it. He's not strong at all. He's going to have to pick up a little bit of answer and shake it just like this. But the Hakrita, the Mitzvah Bishma Yud says that in the new one, the, all the Dalit Ruch is in the mind of the Mark and Arida, even though the new is not Yake, but the only time in the Queen of Chinuch is when the child is able to fulfill the Mitzvah Bishma Yud. The same thing with the Kata Adela Hisate, all these are careful of power. What do you mean the Adela Hisate? He knows how to make an Atifa. The Atifa is not Yake, or the Moshe Rashi and Rashi Mugina Berchim. Right, and that's what I did with the top. He knows that when you take this talent, you take it with your right hand, and when you take it off, you take it off with your left hand. A lot of the adults don't know that. The mother of adults said that Phyllis, that when you take off the Phyllis shoulders, you shouldn't take it off with your right hand. You shouldn't take it off with the right hand. Then if the right hand is the hand that you do everything with, the child that you're ready, you want to get rid of the Phyllis, you should take it off the left hand, which is the hand that usually I try to do things, the shock arm to show that it's difficult to take off the film. You would rather have to be first to leave on the film. The Rashi
interprets,
but you have to get on
the pick up the
Shiloh Shulchan. Yeah. But the Rashi interprets that that's what the Gemara Rashi there is. That's it. He knows that when you put on the talent, you put on with the right hand, take it off with the left. That's not Rashi. That's how either should be doing it. But that's how Rashi learns the Gaita. That's how the Mashmos of the Gaita is in the end of the world of the Zman of Chinuch is not the same for the various mitzvahs. In every Kenish and every mitzvah, the Zman of Chinuch begins when the child is able to fulfill the mitzvah. Shlishmei Musa Di Yidur, Mutel of Kapi Yidur. Mutel of Kapi Yidur. So maybe that's how Rashi understood what the Mishnah means. Mishnah is talking about the same child. But the Mishnah says, our customer who is a year, let's see, for davening. And so mezuzah is easy. A little child cannot understand mezuzah. Davening and benching, and mezuzah is still farther from Priyashma and from Tzila, because he's learning, he's learning, he's learning, he's learning, he's learning, so the Gabi doesn't mention his learning Yerachinuch. So it's going to be a different age. You have to have an older age. That could be the way Rashi learns it. No, benching is easy, but to say Kriya Shema, the father has to be there to make sure that he says the Kriya Shema in the right month. The Rashi says the father won't be around.
Surely he can be Yotze even if he doesn't do like he do the whole Zichachun and a half hitter is also already Yotze. And surely he can also be
Yotze. Yes, that is the other is Yotze. He has to be the other with the Mithilas Lulav, also with that in the Lulav.
The only thing that he has to
know how
to do is the Zichachun and the Pashin and
not all of them. The team is
part of it.
I mean, Sukkot would seem to imply that there's no Chiyach Chinuch to train children to say half of the Nishmanes, but to say the first block on the bench. And then the question is to give a chinuch, but you can say, and all benching, so then you're mukhiyat min acharech. And before that point, you're not mukhiyat. And davening also, there's only a chaylat chinuch when the child is capable to say the whole davening from the beginning to the end, and then there's a chaylat chinuch. You're not mukhiyat min acharech, the child only to say part of the davening. At that age, you're not mukhiyat. There's no other if you do it. We all do it. There's no other if you do it, but you're not mukhiyat. The chaylat chinuch that can tell us on the father, it's only from that age on that the child is able to fulfill a mitzvah with all the Hebrew. That's the family, that's the
Yeah,
that's only if the child is a healer, but you understand what it means, that's what it is. Shabbat doesn't understand. He thinks that if a piece of silver ornament, a beautified ornament, to beautify the room, then a dying way he gave a Shabbat. He has to understand what the good means, and then he will see it.
Why is he
going
to allow
the
Shabbat to cook together with
the Shabbat? The Gemara has that. That's the Gemara in the same dry sense of it. That's my idea, yeah. Gemara has the same dry sense. The most Russian is a very strange right to cut and hire there, Lisa is Kapo, if the kid knows how to do it, and how come a tumor the Vrita Brennan? That's what it says in the right to cut, and Lisa is Kapo, if the cut knows how to do it, how come a tumor the Vrita Brennan? The Tasha says, Tasha never explains what is the connection between giving the child tumor. You're not allowed to give tumor to a little baby, crying and maybe in the family is. Or take it and throw it in the garbage with the dead shirts and the whole touch of the knees on me. Or feed it to the children who are not crying, and you have to give it to a child who is mature. But the Gemara gives this here, when the child is able, Lisa is kapok, he knows how to do it, and if he can't know how to do it, then Chokal Shumbe is a grand. So it's a very strange piece. But the first is comment on that Gemara, in this Gemara you see that Kan in Duchen, Kapad and Lisa is kapok, the Kat in Duchen, and there's a Mishnah Gila that says, you can't be Messiah with Kotin from Minyanach, you have to stay carried. And the Mishnah says there also, you can't do it until you have to stay carried, until you're Bar Mitzvah. And then it says, that's a Spear of Tugimah, then there's a Reg Marchulun that says, you can only do it if he's Mismali's Comet. If he's ready for war, then he has a full beard of it. So happy way Spear. Whether Ketanim can do it, the Gemara says the Ferish in Sukkah and Daf Mendeh, Ketanim can do it. And the Mishnah Gila says, you have to be Bar Mitzvah and do it. And the Gemara says in Chulun, that's how the smile is coming. At a cover of people, you don't got a little fish of book, and this comes from Mr. Fish. That's the type of answer. To Duchen alone, you have to be by Mr. To Duchen with Exurban, as long as you're not cutting out their research capital, you know, they can Duchen with Exurban. To Duchen alone, you have to be by Mr. But then also, to Duchen alone, it depends. Let's say you live in that son of Duchen every day. And this kid is the only one in the show. He's this little kid by Mr. He does not mix with Shabbat Shabbat. Like, well, he's going to go up to Duchen every single day. If the Duchen is clear every single day, Pasach means they call it a Jew. But for that, the Duchen alone, the clear is that you have to have Malali in the Kodah. And the Duchen once in a while alone, you have to be by Mitzvah. And the Duchen together with the Bailey, you don't have to be by Mitzvah. That's the Taisha Sahib, that's called in the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Taisha Sahib, the three ways here. But the actual Lashon HaBraisa, Taisha never explains that. Why should one be Tali, how does Tali Zeb is there? Kota Adel, he says, Kapo, Chokal HaShumah, the Beis HaGorin. Mayan Yishvi Peis HaSin, is it because he knows how to Duchen? So little kids, I think, I should have little kids know how to Duchen. They would not necessarily be medactic and I don't know. That's necessarily the same age, but be medactic and being Kulun Ata, that's a parallel. But that's what others point out, that if you look in the Sifrei Zutra, Sifrei Zutra is on Kulun Ata Mitra, he had the Sifrei Kabbalistic, which became the Ruvi, the Ruvi, the Ruvi, the Ruvi, the Ruvi, the Sharei Sifrei. No, that's not my Nibran Dua, it's called Shah Sifra Debe Ra. But that, we have that Sifra, that's the Beis Midrash Hashurah Bakiva. And then another Sifra, on my Nibran, we have the Beis Midrash Hashurah Bishmar. So different signal on a different part of it. And some of the halachas are different. The Ramah quotes a lot of the Sifra Zutra, a lot of halachas. So there's a Sifra Zutra where a big chunk of that rice appears, and then it has a different Zutra. It doesn't say something had Elisa as Kapo. These are different things. It says in the Pasuk in Chagai. It says in the Pasuk in the Sigurd of the Kachan, and one looks at the Pasuk in Chagai. Hey, Isa, Mesagrad is Bishmach Dizbari. So Bishmach Hatanoi, Bishmach Hatanah, Bishmach Bais Lish, Bishmach Bais Sheni, Bishmach Hatanoi. When a Kohen would come, Sami Dan Shmiya says, so if I'm going to come and they're going to give me tshuva, I'll put it in my hand. If I didn't watch him close alive, I'll be in the sign of the tshuva. I'll pass it up. They have some tshuva. You got to ask the tshuva, you have to go like this. Because I don't need to come up from this. Because no, it's not a good one. This is. And Gansu had different gifts.
Yeah.
Gansu had different gifts. The Taisha says, God, because I don't need to come up from this. And Taisha has a three-way spirit. And other Achayimans, Achayim point out that the gifts and the secret gifts and Gansu different. God, because I don't need to come up from this. How much of a make up? You know, that a stretch out his baggage and put it through. You shouldn't touch it with his hands, not when the time is. Then you know that he's miserable to the time. But then you only have a two-way steer, like a Brooklyn. Then you only have a three-way steer.
So that would apply to girls too.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
No problem. That's proper.
Yeah. You would, can you be further tumor to a bad toy? The Lushan. The Lushan. Then I don't know. A batzoy is permitted to eat tshuma. That is, are you making the mitzvah to feel a tshuma by giving it to a batzoy? Let's say the hemoth coin also eats tshuma. Are you making the mitzvah to feel by giving to the hemoth coin? Or should you say no, that a bat kaini is chus avia, because she's the base of avia. I should even need to see the yisayma, because she's not the base of avia, the father's not allowed. And so people are still called the chus avia. So that's a big machlokes of Yishayim, the foolish places in the place of Rosh. In a few places they have that machlokes. But that bat kain, because a kohenet kin, a kohenet doesn't work, and a kohenet kin do in the Beit HaMikdash. A lot of things that Kohenes can do, but that's the problem with Zamitzuvantum, because that's the Shiloh, what is the status of the Kohenes? The Kohenes haven't been, she has good of Kohenes, so she can't do Avodah, she can't, you know, with Zamitzuvantum, a couple of dinners she doesn't have, but basically she's a Kohenes with a limitation, and she can say no, that a Kohenes is the Chalav that doesn't have good of Kohenes, that's just a... It's true that this course of the year because she's the Shifagi. That's a big machlokes in the Shabbat. The Shabbat says the Shabbat already. The Shabbat says, what if a Kohenes will not observe the law? The deal is that a Kohen is not permitted to do the Avodah in Beit HaMikdash. What if a Zahar, a non-Kohen goes in a lady, or he still goes in the Beit HaMikdash, and he goes across
And
that one can end up
with
it. Right. It can even be the end of the question. If a Kohen Bamun does avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, it's probably a Hashem
Chayla.
It's probably a Hashem Chayla. Not Bamun. I think it's a separate integration line. Bamun really is a Kohen. Bamun is not permitted to identify the Mason. Bamun gets the first Aliyah. Bamun can book him. All initiation women, the yada, the rabbana, the ragla, certainly were saying to the rabbana, the same practice the people who lost. They gave such money that a couple of others talent. So even if he had the moon, the yada, who the son of, we would let him do. But that's only a dinner rabbana. So if a moon really had it, this is good. It's just a process of the rock right now. So that's for sure if a moon has it, this is good. The shan is not a kohenim. That's for sure. That's a big shan. It could be that the idea is not, but if kohen is, would you fulfill the mitzvah of the senior human by giving it to a kohen? It could be that that would be 10 minutes left, but if Daniel has his duty of
sooner.
Okay.
You mean
in the time of it to be called, you're really getting it to the father, she's trying to call the father.
Okay.
But the organization on herself is also private. So therefore, she has a negative here, and the father is still kind of that the evil of the... You mean if she's going to bring the children to her father?
Right.
Or if the father gives the permission to eat her? Yeah. Unless she wants children, she wants to eat it, I don't know. The father says, you're fat enough, stop eating potatoes. No worries. She wants to take children, she wants to eat it, I don't know. Against the father's wishes. So that would be the child of the yes and the female children.
That's the Shem.
Why the Mishnah makes the country of the country?
You know that wife of a Kohen would also be the same child as
Shem? Also Shem. Then a
Kohen. Could be getting what the...
Yeah, but let's say so the Kohen should eat it up without giving it to the husband. So will you be yanked in the mitzvah of the senior chum by giving to an Eishas Kohen? Those are Shalom. When the Eishas Kohen eats chum, they're a Kiyama mitzvah. When the Kohen eats chum, it doesn't work. So the Eishas Kohen is the Shalom to Shalom to Baal Achid of Chumas. Raman has a Nusach Abad at the end of Eishas Chumas. Even when he eats Chumas Kutzor, as the Raman says, not only when he eats Chumas as the Chum, even when the Kohen eats Chumas Kutzor, he also says the Baruch. The Raman has a Chidush. Asher Yishan is Bishat Hashem, to Ramah Achid of Chum. So the Shem, what about an Eishas Kohen? When an Eishas Kohen eats Tshuma, does she say a bracha also? She returns in the face of the Tshivana, whatever, or do you say no? An Eishas Kohen eats Tshuma, the Heper. She's permitted. There's no Israel like a Zash, like a Tshuma, the Nisim, the Nisim, the So maybe by an Eishas Kohen, maybe there's no team on this, maybe it's only Heper. That's a big deal in Rishonim. Rambam is a deal, and Achayim about that. But Eishas Kohen eats Tshuma, is a team on this, so it's only Heper. It's only Heper, and the Chari is Zichon Atiyah to the Mitzvah. And you see that by giving it. If it's a team on this, then maybe it. I mean, what do you She gets the door, yeah. Yeah, nothing wrong. This is the Shvera Mishnah. No Shin Barbotin, we understand. That's why Barbotin up to the Kriyashman and Atfilin, because the Mitzvah says the Sazman Ramah, because the Hukki for Tamata, whatever. But the Ramah Tzilin is a problem, but the Nashon Barbotin is no problem. But the Ketanim is a problem. How do you make a conscience? One show. If you're talking about a Fatah Shih Gilach, you know, so let it be Chayim Lov. It's like a Gilach. Let it be Gilach, let it be Fatah for more. The Tzilin suggests maybe the whole word Ketanim Shot Agav Gloh and Akhti doesn't really belong. It's not correct, in other words, not correct. That's okay, she suggests in the bottom of the
panel.
Unless you say, unless you say, you want to say that it is, the word cotton does mean different age. That he's a Gilachina Shaddai, and he's not a Gilachina Shaddai, because it's a different age. It's a very generic shot. That's how Rashi sounds like, you know. Number 1 year after the race, because Matan and Zechah missed Mishnah, when he had Yotzai, he used to learn Mishnah Yisrael. He used to learn Mishnah Yisrael, he started Yotzai. By the name of Moshe, so he used to spend a lot of time learning Mishnah Meso, Shlash Shoto, these are easy stuff. Remember once I missed Mishnah, he looked up all the Rambam, by Kotten, by Kriyashman, by Tzilin, and by Tzilin, he's looking at Bichtam Ozen, he said, if you look in the Rambam writes a different Lashon. He pointed out that Achleikis Arishanim later, we discussed already, Makhoi Hashem, Amen Chesam and Aleph. When you speak of the Chiv Chinuch, and whom is the Chiv Chinuch Musal? The Rashi writes Amen Chesam and Aleph, not 10 lines from the bottom. But the Chiv Chinuch, the Katna Rafim Rabbana Lamechai, the Amidi Abu Udu Rabbi Lachanuchi, the Chiv Chinuch on the Father, the Chachana Rabbi Lachai Bikot. And now we show him, basically, so we can make it itself in a look,
yeah, but what is the definition of cotton? Is it chronological? Is it mentally? Is it emotionally? I mean, cotton, what does it mean, cotton? Is it physically, maybe chronologically, age? Does that mean a body? I mean, okay, yeah, yeah. In all the fields.
You have to have both. Morris says, in order to be by mystery, you have to have two things. First of all, you have to have shown in the same morning that indicate that it's where the hole is. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And that's where the Tzamach Tessam and Aleph, the Gemara Sanhedrin, is also part of the cotton. So the other is how we have the Amram, the image of the Chayal Amram. So the simple meaning of the Pasuk is, if somebody has planned out, the Yod is amazing, he planned out in advance, to kill someone, so then he Chayal. So the Gemara Dash is an addition of Allah's limitation. If the Yod is Moshe, by Yod is Yankif Nazi. So the Gemara tells Allah, if the Yod is Ish, made the Mazriya, Kof made the Mazriya, Ish, he's one who's done this, the He, the Zera, in his body, could be made the Mazriya. That can get hot, and that's where the Holy. And the definition of the cotton is a major demagogy, a cotton and a murder. When the king is well behind it, then he's a god. But that Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Tes says that godless, the definition of cotton and godless, how do you determine whether the bandits are not yet of Shonim Shemal? Did you Shonim Yoy Mechor? Did you say Cyrus? And what does that add up to? That shows that he's well behind it. And Tesis says, I'm not talking from a certain now. That the Zerus and Hashem in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu when they were well behind it at a younger age, that's what the Gemara says, that they became a mitzvah at a younger age. That's the Shonim of Manazah. They say that today, religious Jews do well know, but by the Puerto Ricans, by the Africans, they keep on writing the data in the newspapers. They had babies. The girl had a baby at the age of 9, at the age of 10. They have babies that are back by young and younger. So that's a shame. Maybe today, because we have a healthier diet and we eat better food, maybe we should all celebrate our mitzvah before the age of 13, before the age of 12 by girl. Especially if I take a mother like that. Whenever you wear the holy, then you become by mitzvah. If you live in a generation where you wear the holy earlier, the by mitzvah is earlier. So maybe in our generation, maybe you should change it.
That's
how it
sounds good. Yeah.
So that's
it. One Shabbos, then it was a day. The next Shabbos.
Next Shabbos. What about before? That's the Shabbos. What about before? If you wear the holy before, should you have mitzvah before? So one Gemara says, that's the Gemara that has been that says, that's the definition of a cotton versus a problem is, well, I don't know, then there's a Gemara in Eden, and there's a Gemara in Eden, and that's true. The Gemara says that if God becomes by Mitzvah, different sheikahs and ten eyes. So we pass in our Lacha, not all the time, we pass in a girl becomes by Mitzvah 12, and a boy becomes by Mitzvah 13. Why girl becomes by Mitzvah earlier? So the Gemara says, but even Hashem, I think it says, Sela, it says in Parashat Bereishis, Bini is Sela, not Shana Kodesh Lachal, Isha Yashmarish. The women mature earlier, they have more intelligence, whatever that Gemara means, women mature at the age of 12, boys mature at the age of 13. So that's Gemara's seems to say has nothing to do with royal honor. That's what it seems to say. It has to do with intelligence. But that's what you're saying. That's a kasher. What kasher? What does godless depend on? Does it depend on physical maturity that the royal honor, as it says in the Gemara Sanhedrin, about some affairs, or does it depend on intelligence? So the fact is that it depends on both. You have to have a combination of both. You have to be royal honor. And then if the child at the age of 12 for a girl or 13 for a boy has such a shlachet kot, that they don't have, let's say, a retarded child. A retarded child does not become bar mitzvah. It depends how retarded. If a person just slightly retarded and at the age of 13, they have the special that a 10-year-old child would have. If I have a 10-year-old child, he's pretty smart. If a 13-year-old child is slightly retarded and he has the same, or my 10-year-old child, then it's not a kind of mitzvah. They're also the age of 13. He's well married, he has a child, he's well married. He has an upset, but if a person is more retarded, then he's a lot better. He's a lot better. So he doesn't come by mitzvah. You have to have both. You have to have well married, it's well married. You have to have a combination of both together. That's the definition of cherish. Cherish means a person who is retarded. It's not a Gemara, retarded person who is an enemy of the Bible. But the Pauline first can point out, the Lord denominated any retarded person. So again, getting back, there is a, when a cotton is not mechivin, I tell you to do this, from the Rabbanu, there is a chivin. So on whom is the chivin, chivin, we tell it. So you learn that Rashi with the Ramban, with the Ran and the Gila, there's a whole literature, there's Machoik and Tereshan. Rashi says there, Amen, Chesem and Aleph, that the chivin, 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 lo yitilu, chachamim, I'm a child, the chivin, 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 chivin. How do you read the Gemara? So, some of them have a different case than that Gemara. It's an issue of your story.
When they look on Shabbat Mavar, then Torah and Mavar, it's also Tehoi and the God, because it means
it's also limited by the time.
Some of them limited by the time. He has to be by the time. The time is just at the end. The end of Shabbat, the rule, before punishment.
After the mitzvah, does he have the status of a nar, not a boyger, that he still be shushan? After the first 3 months, he's no longer be shushan, so there's no din against Salamar. In the first 3 months, he has that intermediate state, that it's considered like a nar. So that's what Rashi pointed out once, that if you look in the Rambam writes the din of Chiruch and Kriyashman and Tzilin and Tzilin and Zuzan Bechnam of Wolfars, that he writes the different Russians. Sometimes the Rambam writes that the sometimes he writes, they will hide the father. So if you look at the Rambam, it has to correspond to the way the Mishnah made the breakdown. So they should suggest that he didn't understand why. He suggested maybe that's how the Rambam read the Mishnah. Because Kriyashma and Tzilin, the Rambam says, that the Chavis Chinuch is mutalot on the father. So maybe that's what the Mishnah means. It's a fair Russian. Rashma Abana Turin means Turin. Absolutely Turin. No one else is going to get to take care of them either. But Rashma Abana Turin. And Ketanim, maybe the Rambam read like that. Ketanim Turin means that they are part of the reason of the Rabbanon. They are part of the reason of the Rabbanon. The father has a Chavis Chinuch. And then the other three, they are Chavis with the Rabbanon. Why not you need it to the great, the infinite great? I have that's the question. What could be the Rabbanon? What should be an afternoon? Maybe an afternoon for Shemek or Inet. But the kids are going to say Kriyashma, can you write to somebody else with Kriyashma? It's hard to find an afternoon over here. It's hard to find an afternoon. It's a shver in Mishnah, we keep. It's a shver in Mishnah. That's what we're going to have to see in the Gemara. The Gemara says something about that, and that's what the Kilega has on top. I'll call them the two pieces. What did it say in the Gemara? What's taking you? Okay. Maybe we'll stop here. The end of Parshas Vayera, we see the way Avraham Avinu made a priest's gift with Abimelech. So some of the strong point out, the Gemara says in prayers, and now says in Sanhedrin, that a Yid is not permitted to make a shushpush with the boy, Shem Yitzchai Lo Shlua, and the boy is going to swear to Shem Avodah Zarah. And the Pasuk says that not only am I not permitted to mention it, I'm not allowed to mention it, so the Gemara says that you're not permitted to make a shuftis, and that's not going to come with you and make a shuftis. That's what they write. The Gemara says that, he says, I am another Isha there. If ever I need to go to shul, will come out, I'll swear. I'll always be the one who begins. I never want you to swear. So that's what gave me the answer to have the shuftis. That's how the Gemara says it. The Pasuk continues to say that he was giving Seychach of Ahotech, Avam of Avimelech, he says, my Avadim dug a bear, bear am I, and your people are should go to Avdi Avimelech. Your Avadim stole my bear. He wants to tell. So how's he going to prove? I'm looking at all of our eyes. He says this to the Melech, that whenever I have the money in my pocket, I'm the Mukhla. What if I have the money in my pocket and the Kehillah wants me to pay tax? But the money's in my bank account, and I call the Mukhla, so they're on certain base, I think, if I should miss, but it says no. That the Kehillah and the government and the Zion leader are always considered, because they have a power of they have a power to take away my property if they feel it necessary, so therefore they're considered the Muslim. So we all know we have Melech was the Muslim in his country. So we're going to fight the city law, we're going to fight against the government. The government is just the Muslim over here. How is Abraham going to prove that the heir is his? So he says he's going to give 7 kids for that sign. I'm giving you these seven crosses. That should be the proof that I dug the bear. That's the proof that he dug the bear. He'll claim that he's dug one, unless he takes his wish list. He trusts the Chama Vida. How did he prove over here? I think either the Tzatzik or the Tzatzik, one of them has a title on this topic. I remember my building where I live in Washington High, there used to be a couple where the wife was an Schreiber. The wife was an Eichel from the Tzatzik. I've never had any chance, but every year on Sukkot we eat together in the Sukkot in our building. But every year the husband all of us always tell me over this voice. I'm not going to let this. I forgot either from the Tzatzik or the Tzatzik. They used to say over that the behaviors of Avraham Avinu, when somebody asked the King Ezra, so his behavior was very jagged also. So they wouldn't drink, they wouldn't eat in anybody else's field, and they wouldn't drink any water that belongs to anybody else either. So Avraham Avinu says, look, I'll prove to you that I go to there. He says, to the behaviors, drink the water. So they drink the water. Then he says, I'm master the behaviors to you. Now you ask the behaviors to drink the water. So now it comes, I'll drink it, I'll drink. They say, well, maybe it's because they used to your voice. Is it okay? Avraham Avinu says, drink the water, and he says, the same nigger, the same nigger as before, they don't drink. And he says, be master the behemoth back to this, so Avraham Avinu master back, and then he tells Avraham Avinu, you tell them to drink. And Avraham Avinu tells them to drink, they drink. He says, Avraham Avinu says, you see, those money belongs to me, they drink the water, those money belongs to you, they don't drink. That's a lie, that it's my, death. It would have been your bed, it would have dropped. And he said, by.
If we would be
so majestic in Gezel, maybe the trick would work by Abdehemus also.
If we
ourselves are not majestic. When a person is more miser and certain halachas, his nechassin, his behemoth, and his property is also, it has a hashpah in his property.
And the hamor of Rabbi
because the hamor belongs to Ahel Gethana. The hamor is our guy.
Yeah.